Every year around this time, religious leaders from Eastern Washington hold their legislative conference to talk about issues which they want to speak about with their elected officials in Olympia. This year's conference will be Saturday at the Spokane Valley United Methodist Church.
Bringing folks together from a number of different faith communities and faith traditions to try and amplify a common voice of concern grounded in all of our faith traditions and faith values to advocate around public policy.
That's Scott Cooper, the Director of Parish Social Ministries for Catholic Charities of Eastern Washington. This is Jim Castro-Lang, the pastor at the First Congregational United Church of Christ in Colville and a board member for the statewide Faith Action Network.
We have a lot of activists type who definitely come, who clearly they're motivated for a lot of reasons, but clearly they're rooted to some faith community, and all the values that come out of that say, we've got to change this, we got to make this better, we got to improve that. And some of them are real veterans of it. For those who are not veterans of it, hopefully coming to the conference will help focus some of the key issues for them, what's really happening on them, and give them some tools for how they can be part of the process in making that change.
So what typically are the types of issues that are discussed here, and which are the types of issues that are avoided? This is Malcolm Hayworth, ecumenical and interfaith liaison with the Fig Tree newspaper.
The environment, poverty, homelessness, changes in social services, the current issue regarding immigration. But we've had, contentious issues as well where the faith community doesn't obviously agree with. Issue of gay marriage was brought up one year. We've also had issues about, abortion that have been, present annually.
So. And when those are brought up, how are they handled? Is it an agree to disagree thing?
I think there's just more of a sense of respect there versus, incivility, so that we kind of respect the rootedness of each, faith tradition, and we allow each to chime in where there may be, disagreement or, accord on issues. And so we don't try and dwell on where we can, be combative and, argumentative, but where we can kind of be, in a sense, in a state of rest or peace, which I think is good in a time where things are so, contentious in the political environment in general.
So by the nature of the event, we don't often get a lot of people who don't respect other faith traditions other than their own, because otherwise they wouldn't come to a mix of people like this very often. Once in a while, obviously, in any group, you're going to get somebody who's there to change everybody's mind or something, but that's not who tends to come to this. It's people who actually see value across faith traditions, not just in their own.
So as we look at the 2019 session, what are the hot button issues?
My sense from doing this conference now for several years, and you two may agree with me on this, we've spoken a lot about how the elephant in the room, if I can use that, for the last several years has been the McCleary decision, and how that really set so much of the tone for what was happening in Olympia, especially around just money, around budgets. Now that that has had some kind of resolution, of course, repercussions of that still filtering down, I feel a little bit of freedom now to begin looking at some other kinds of issues. We're not just sort of hemmed in by, well, our hands are tied here budgetarily by the McCleary decision. Now that that's been somewhat resolved, it feels to me like we're going to be able to move forward on some other issues-based kinds of work.
Now, I think an issue that's constant for us through the years, no matter what else is happening, is to deal with poverty issues and those who are the working poor and really struggling, that sort of thing. And this is definitely a group of people who believe that there's appropriate times to help people along the way, because even when the economy is strong, the way things fall out, some people fall between those cracks. And so caring about homelessness issues and those struggling poverty issues, and clearly with the government shutdown right now, if it goes on much longer, there's going to be more repercussions on that. So that's a thread that runs through every single year.
Climate change is also a big is that an important issue at your conference? Will you think it will be?
So many of us come from faith traditions who have our creation stories that actually science helps us complete, but we have our stories from faith perspectives about the value of creation and the fact that we are part of that creation and all of this was created in love, and we have a responsibility to live in it in a way that we're sharing with everybody else and we're taking care of it. So from a faith point of view, whatever is happening because of climate change is, would be a key concern for us.
Poverty has become a bipartisan issue. I mean, it used to be one where it was seemed that the left seemed to be the one that was advocating more often. But now, given the homelessness issues in Seattle, in Spokane, and they're so visual now, you've got folks from both sides who are pushing for these. What are the types of things that you're going to be advocating for in terms of homelessness, in terms of housing, this legislative session?
This is looking back to the past. At past conferences, we spent a lot of time informing and inspiring participants to advocate for a state housing trust fund. I remember that from many years ago, and lo and behold, such a thing came to pass. I don't want to pretend that it was entirely our doing, but I do like to think we had some hand in that, that a state housing trust fund was then part of the toolkit that we and other agencies and actors in the state were able to reach into to develop more housing. So we do see where advocacy at this level, at this stage, does translate down the road, and it does perhaps take a while, right? We're in this for the long haul. It does translate into actual, sustainable, meaningful service and resource for the population that we're trying to serve. So I think what we're looking at this point is how can we continue to work with the state legislature and the various budgets to continue to offer resource, continue to offer service so that nonprofit partners around the state will have those opportunities available to continue to develop housing. We're all really aware of the lack of affordable housing in Spokane, that's one of the drivers behind the homeless population that we're seeing. So let's get in front of that and develop more housing.
Is there a skepticism about the mixing religion and religious people having political viewpoints on different issues?
I think that is always there, you know, because as human beings, we want to keep things kind of safe, and it's always a little risky when you take your faith values and you go out into the public arena, try to apply them and also stay authentic to those faith values, because it's crazy out there, you know? So it can be a challenge, it can be a threat, it can be confusing at times. So there is always some of that. In fact, the opening panel discussion that we have for the legislative conference is actually going to address that. How do you bring your faith voice out into that public arena and have that voice without being co-opted by the political language and all the political stuff that's happening out there that is part of our culture as well? But what we are going to add value to is to bring kind of a centeredness from our faith traditions into that dialogue and add to it, not just become part of how it's going on out there.
That's Jim Castro-Lang, the pastor of the First Congregational United Church of Christ in Colville. He's a board member for the statewide Faith Action Network, which will have its own lobby day on February 14th in Olympia. The voice before his was from Scott Cooper, the director of Parish Social Ministries for Catholic Charities of Eastern Washington. We also heard from Malcolm Hayworth, ecumenical and interfaith liaison with the Fig Tree newspaper. Next week on Inland Journal, we'll talk with Spokane Valley Fire Chief Brian Collins about his department's upcoming bond issue. You can hear Inland Journal every Thursday on Spokane Public Radio. We welcome your comments at inlandjournal@kpbx.org or on our listener line at 509-232-6904. Thank you for listening and for your financial support of the radio station. I'm Doug Nadvornik.